Carol Kitts, General Manager of Volkswagen of Fairfield. Thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invite.
It's such a huge pleasure to talk with you. I've seen you all over LinkedIn. One of the recent things that you shared was the new store opening. Your construction's done for the Volkswagen store. You guys are in there. And just to see the progression of the store updates that you'd have, every time you were there, you'd take a photo. And to see that change over time, it's got to be great to be in the store. How do you feel about it?
Super excited about it. We started construction right around April, May 2023. So it's been a long journey. We have been open since July 2023. So we were open while having construction on the left side of the building. So it definitely, was challenging and exciting at the same time. Just coming over to see what it was, everything just being completely torn down. Then, looking at the changes, it's just like, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, there was a new change. And as I was just looking at that, I was like, I need to take some pictures. I need to see what this was. And it was kind of cool. But at the same time, I'm like, when is it going to be the day that I take the last picture? And
that's
it's
right.
actually done,
And last week was that day, huh?
Yeah, last week was that day. So we were waiting on signs. Signs were installed and everything. And I was like, okay, this is it. I had my service manager take the pictures for me, and she was like, are you ready for the last picture? I was like, yeah, I'm ready for the last picture. Let's do it.
But it's
super exciting. It's been a lot of work from a lot of people, not just the construction team, but my project manager. She was terrific throughout the whole process. She asked my opinion on different things, just to make it my story, just to make sure that the vision that we had was there, right?
And sure.
It's pretty amazing just to see it come through. We're here, we're open, everybody's here. It's very exciting.
I'm sure. And there's got to be a lot of pressure too, because recently you moved to Volkswagen of Fairfield. You became their GM. Before that, you spent time at Schomp. So there's got to be like that desire to just get that first project done, the first one with them. And here you are, it took almost a year to do it, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's pretty exciting, because when I joined Schomp in 2018, I remember having conversations with, my boss, my mentor at the time, and he told me, you are going to be a general manager for us down the road. I know you're going to be. And at the time, I was hired as a corporate trainer. So I was like, yeah, that would be great. But then fast forward, when they were talking about, we opened BMW Fairfield here in 2021. And I came out here and I was part of the hiring process, everything, opening the store. And I was like, this is great. This is just a brand new point out here in California. It's pretty exciting. And when they were talking about Volkswagen, I was like, I think I'm ready. Like, this is what I want to do. So I applied for it and I got it. So I moved out here all by myself. My family's in Colorado. So it's been great. There's been a little to no distractions. So I've just been 100% just getting this store up and running, and then just showing my team in Colorado, what I'm capable of and what we're going to do, and we're going to crush it. So it's been great.
That's awesome. Now, when you look back at your journey, when you were at Schomp, you were a training director, and now you're a GM, what do you think it was that made you so successful? Like, they saw something in you, and they maybe even made that burn brighter. So what do you think it was that has made you so successful?
I'm going to say it's a combination of things. When I joined Schomp, I was, they were part of my stores that I managed through X-Time. So we had a great relationship that they kind of knew, what I was built for at that point.
Sure.
And coming on board, we had four stores when I joined Schomp. And as soon as I joined, we were taking over the acquisition of three more stores. And, fast forward to now, we have a total of 13 stores. So I was successfully able to launch all of our fixed ops processes across all the stores with with my corporate training team, you know, getting all the stores up speeds, new points, by sales, you know, just a combination of all. I will say, though, I had a lot of support from my mentor, you know. Yeah. One of my great mentors with the Shump Automotive Company was Michael Dunlap, and he really pushed me to believe in myself. You know, he just, anytime I questioned myself or I was like, you know, trying to figure out how to navigate through different things, being on a corporate position, he walked me through that and just helped me believe in myself and what I could accomplish. Once I moved up to effects operations director with Shump and coming out here to open BMW Fairfield, Justin, which was at the time he was the GM at BMW Fairfield, was same thing. He was a great mentor for me, letting me know, like, you know, you really can do this. Like, are you ready for the next step? Like, you come out here, you're going to crush it. You know, I'm going to be the first female GM with Shump, and just like, just the hype of, like, you know, we opened this store together, like, you got what it takes to do it, you know? So
That's cool. It
was, I think, just a lot of combination of, I love what I do. I love the car business. Like, I love the car business. I could not get out of the car business, even if I tried, and I tried before. But it's, I think having mentors along the line that pushed me believe in myself and say, look at what you're doing and what you have accomplished, and you still have so much more to accomplish, is what got me past that finish line. You know, just realizing that I have the power, I have what it takes to do this, and I just need to believe in myself and take the next step and raise my hand. And so here I am.
Yeah. And another thing, like, you have to have the right mentors, you have to be the right organization. And it seems like Shump does such a great job of building the next generation of leaders. What is your like take on Shump? Like, obviously they're so different and they're so great at empowering people and like creating those leaders. I mean, that had to have been a great experience with them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that something that's huge with them is we're always trying to set up people to go to the next level, you know. I have a lot of people in my team or in positions on the fix side that have grown into positions as general manager or in the sales side or in corporate. So we, you know, they really invest on their employees to continue to grow them as long as they are also investing on giving 100%. So coming out here to Fairfield, I do want to mention that the stores out here is a partnership in between Shump Automotive and Thurset Partners. So we build Fairfield Automotive Partners. And I would tell you the goal for my store in specific, the culture that I'm creating here, is I want to be the bench for the next seats on any other stores that we have coming up, you know?
Yeah.
I want my team to be prepared that if we're opening 3, 4, 5 more stores down the road, I'm going to have a service advisor, I'm going to have a sales manager, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to have a couple of people line up that are ready to go into that next level.
Yeah.
I think that's really what makes this business successful too, you know? We got to work on retention. We got to keep our people happy. And, you know, they want you to invest in them. You know, they invest in us. So why wouldn't we invest back in them?
For sure. And, I mean, empowering your people to succeed, creating not necessarily roles for them, but also showing them what the future holds. That's such a big part of helping someone grow. And nonetheless, the power to believe in yourself is something that a lot of organizations don't really invest in. Like, there's not very many times where your leaders around you are telling you, like, you can do it, you got this, you're going to be a GM one day, you're going to be sitting in that chair and you're going to know exactly what to do. And because there's times where you feel like you're an imposter and you feel like you don't belong, but it's those people around you that can really build you up and make you feel great and make you realize that you are capable and that you are strong and that you can do it. So one of the things I wanted to ask you too, Carol, is anyone that follows you on LinkedIn knows you're a big fan of mugs.
Yes.
which one is your favorite mug?
Which one is my favorite mug?
Yeah. Do you have one?
That is a very tough question. I don't think here's the thing, like, my mugs, I pick them based on my mood in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So it really is like, if I wake up, I think one that I use a lot is a pink one that says, you got this.
Yeah.
And if I wake up and it's been a challenging week or something, and I'm kind of feeling like, oh my God, you know, like I'm worrying out, you know, then that's my cup, you know, like you got it. So I think like that's one that I use a lot, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love mugs though. I think it really is one thing that it, you know, a lot of people know me for. I was at a reunion recently, and that's all they were talking about. Like, this is how they know me. It's like, you have these mugs, you're just so inspirational.
Yeah.
But it's something I connected with, you know, something that I love, and something that I'm trying to do is just bring positivity. You know, we go through so much every single day, and everybody also has, you know, things going on in their personal lives aside from everything. So I'm like, you know, let's make it fun. Let's just be positive about it. You know, it's such a fun community. Like LinkedIn is, it's my LinkedIn fam, you know, like this is my LinkedIn fam, you know, but no, I could not tell you for a specific mug that is my favorite. I love them all. I need more. Say that. Yeah. I need more.
That's true. Yeah. Well, one thing that became very clear is that your personality really shows through those mugs and what they say on it. And some of them might be like more on the funny side than anything. Like one of them was something like, I could be wrong, but it's not likely. And then another one was, I'm living for this, which like, I mean, there could be like a negative side of that, but I see the positive side. Like you look at that and say, man, this is what you're doing. Here's what you're about. And you're here making the most of what you have in front of you. And I think that just really resonates really well with what you're accomplishing at VW Fairfield. And you're really creating an environment, you're creating a team, and you're building something that's going to be successful, not just for your store, but when you guys acquire more stores and you need a bigger team, like it's just got to be cool to look forward to the future and what the possibility is.
It really is. It's super exciting. You know, I think a lot of people know, you know, a lot of my career and, you know, journey and everything that I kind of been through. And, you know, it hasn't been easy. You know, I had a lot of challenges. I've been through a lot of things. And just being here is something to be grateful for, you know. Like, I think on the most recent post I had, I was talking about how every experience, whether it's good or bad, is an experience. You know, you learn something from it. And I just look at it as, if you learn something from it, and whether it's not, you know, how to deal with it again, or how, you know, what not to do, you know, next time or something like that, is great, because that's what's going to help you grow and get to the next level. And then you're able to pass those experiences to everybody else around you, you know, and help them grow and help them believe in themselves and develop themselves and have a little fun.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So now here we are. We're at the end of the first quarter for 2024. Your new store is open. It looks beautiful. Anyone can check that out on your LinkedIn. But man, what are some things you're excited about this year for 2024? What are some big things that are going on?
So I would say grand opening. I'm planning a grand opening around May 4th. And
great.
I'm super excited about that, because I'm doing something different. I'm actually partnering with a group to do a pretty big car meet, you know, just get car people in the store. You know, a lot of times we look at grand openings as, you know, we invite the previous customers, you know, the community, and yes, we're going to do all that. You know, we are in the community, we're part of the community, but I want my car people to come into the store, you know, like, let's just come in here. There's a lot of us out there, right? So we're just planning doing a pretty big car meet, trying to get everybody out here, you know, any Volkswagen fanatics, you know, it's the Bay Area is huge for these. And I'm super excited to see what that's going to look like. We're planning on a pretty big event for that. A couple other things is, I'm getting very involved with the community. I do a lot of work with human trafficking as well on my personal life. So that's something that I'm looking forward to doing something different out here in California. You know, it's an issue everywhere we go. So I'm excited to take on some different opportunities on how to help on that area. And we have a new Audi store coming that's going to be opening up in about a month.
That's cool. So
that is super exciting just because I know what they're going to go through. You know, I'm like,
yeah, that's true. Place. You've already seen the path.
They had the general manager in place and everything, and they're going to be literally right next door with me. So I'm super excited to see that store come along. It's our third store out here in California, and we only continue, you know, looking to grow. So it's just super excited to see that we're growing, that we're doing all of these things. You know, I think there's nothing but great opportunities to continue to grow. I'm the happiest I ever been in my personal life. So
yeah, it's great. Just
like, you know, that just helps along just like everything right now, you know, just making sure that it's going to be a positive year. It's going to be a great year. Just lots of great things happening. Super exciting.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Carol, I'm looking forward to your grand opening when that happens and you getting the community out there. Also, when the Audi store next door continues to open, and really just your continued success, not only as general manager there, but just leading your team. It's very clear that you have a passion for your people and creating the right opportunities for them. And it's going to be so cool to see that play out. So, Carol, best of luck to you this year. And thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jordan. Great chatting with you.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asodu. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for other great podcasts and content.